This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Heidi, 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 ho, DJV show on the air, DJV program on the air, the DJV experience on the air, all kinds of things to yak about here. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. All right, so Jennifer, you have your eye on the ball, right? Or are there two balls, or three or four? Okay, so
you tell me.
Yeah. So, that
more
nasty
like a
laugh.
Question for you.
Yeah.
So we know that the president gave an address last night at the Oval Office, his first as president, and he tried to make his case for border security. It's one of the big stories of the day. Now it's all about fallout. Who do you believe? Do you believe Chuck and Nancy? Do you believe Donald Trump? Do you not care? Do you just want to see the problem fixed? Well,
yes.
That's what they're going to be waiting to see. What was the American? What was the American resident? What do we think? What do we make of all of this? And that's what you're going to hear about today, certainly as the president prepares for a trip to the border tomorrow. But there is some other breaking news aside from the immigration story, which is obviously the biggest of the day. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has made the announcement that he's planning to leave the Justice Department after William Barr, who is the president's nominee to take over for Attorney General, replacing Jeff Sessions. After William Barr is confirmed, Rod Rosenstein says he will leave, according to reports. Sources are saying that Rosenstein is not being forced out, which was what was thought at the beginning, because remember a couple of months ago, President Trump not too happy with Rosenstein after it was said or leaked out that he had questioned the sanity of the president, talked about recording conversations with the president. He never confirmed that he actually said those things, but that was a report that caused, a bit of issue with him, with his boss. Rosenstein said that he's leaving on his own terms to this source. He said that he wants the incoming attorney general to be able to bring in his own team. He's getting out of the way for that to happen. He said he's a supporter of William Barr. William Barr, again, just as a refresher, if you've forgotten, was appointed by President Trump just a few days after the funeral of George H.W. Bush. He actually served in the Bush White House, the George H.W. Bush White House, and has a lot of political experience. People on the right and the left seem to like this guy and respect him. So his Senate confirmation hearing will begin next week, January 15th, which means that the earliest a confirmation vote would come mid-February. Rosenstein will be out at that point. No word on if somehow, I don't think it'll happen, if Mueller releases his report between now and then, no word if that would impact the departure of Rod Rosenstein or not, because he oversees that investigation.
Rosenstein impresses me as a showboat. How old is this guy Barr? If he was around with George H.W. Bush, that would have been in the 80s.
He's not winning awards for youth, but he's not as old as you would think.
Really? Okay. We're not so focused on
youth. Yeah, he's 68
youth.
Years old. Not
okay,
bad, right?
Nothing wrong with being 68. It's a wonderful age. Perfect. Well, as we're in the political department here, I noticed that some of the Democrats in the House and elsewhere, Victoria, are renewing their call for a probe into the administration's response to Hurricane Irma and Maria in Puerto Rico. Kirsten Gillibrand is from New York. He's reintroducing a bill that would establish a commission to investigate. I thought there already was a commission to investigate. How many investigations are we doing? Everybody knows it was a mess and it hasn't been cleaned up yet. So what are we investigating?
Well, Kirsten Gillibrand is actually reintroducing this. The first time she brought this up, she had some bipartisan support, and that was in, I want to say, like June or July. And I guess it just didn't go anywhere, so people tend to move on. And, you know, the news cycles so quickly, people
quickly
just kind of
forget. How quickly they forget, yes.
Uh-huh. But, you know that I'm close to that issue, and I certainly would love some answers. And I know so many people that we know on the ground, volunteers and people who live on Puerto Rico, are looking for answers still, too. So I think this would only serve everybody, I think, well, to know how our response. And look, the bottom line is it all kind of comes down to FEMA. You know, and we all know FEMA has not been great in a lot of different ways.
Doesn't mean it was what the administration is was horrible.
I think
it's
people in
horrible.
New Orleans are still waiting for an investigation into that. Right. So for Katrina,
don't hold your breath.
Yep, exactly.
So, ladies, tell me what you think of this. New survey that I saw this week shows that religion is important to 72% of Americans. And that among the weekly churchgoers who were interviewed, 81% believe religion can answer all or most of today's problems. Gallup asked, how important would you say religion is in your life? Very important? Fairly important? Or not important? For all Americans, 51% said religion is very important. 21% said fairly important, which equals a total of 72%, the number that I just referenced. However, 27% of all Americans said religion was not very important. For those who identify themselves as Christians, the percentages were higher. 62% said it was very important, 25% fairly important. That's 87% together. Only 13% of Christians said religion wasn't very important at all. Gallup people also asked, do you believe that religion can answer all or most of today's problems, or that religion is largely old-fashioned and out of date? For those who attend church weekly, 81% of them said religion can answer today's problems. In that same group, 11% said religion is old-fashioned and out of date. So, what say you? Let's go around the room a little bit. Jennifer, you're... I don't know how much you go to church. I've forgotten you're Catholic, but I don't know.
I don't go every week. Yeah. But, you know, I still believe, and I still think that religion plays a really important role in society. I think that it's not everything. I think people having a personal relationship with God or being spiritual, I don't look down upon those people at all, but I think sometimes religion plays a role to help organize our thoughts and to help us have a place and time to go to meditate and to be with God. I think there's so many distractions in our everyday life that that's harder for people to do than it used to be. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it plays a functional role. I also think that in some ways, I don't know if it can solve every problem. I think at the core of the message, the core of the word, as someone who's a Christian and a Catholic, could solve every problem. But I think that man-made religion and man's desire for power kind of gets in the way to corrupt to have, like, say, the Pope solve every problem. You know what I'm saying? Or to have religious leaders solve every problem. I think the answer lies in the word, but I think it's man's search for power that kind of gets in the way. Look at me. I'm going home now.
That was very well said. It's so true.
Was. Yeah.
Very, very well said. Yeah. You're my new Buddha.
Thanks.
Well, that's an interesting. I've been reading a lot of Buddha-inspired thoughts. I think Buddhism is a fabulous way to get around a lot of the things that encumber regular commercial industrial religion. But whatever, that's just me. We all have different needs. We all have different desires. We all have different ways of looking at things. I'm very happy to tell you what I believe and think about. It can be a very personal thing. In cases of people who don't want to have discussions because they don't want to have their religion or their beliefs challenged, that's okay. That's well. It's up to you to feel and express yourself as you will. It's nobody else's business, actually, unless you care to express yourself. The people who criticize others because they aren't in the same religion or they don't believe in the same thing, it's the same as politics for me. It is. It's none of your damn business what I believe. And unless I tell you what I believe, and again, it's a very personal sort of thing. Sometimes what I say comes across as being criticizing commercial and industrial religion, just the fact that I call it commercial and industrial religion.
I was going to say.
But that's what it is. Much of it is just aimed at power and control and, you know, the same hoo-ha that we worry about with politicians. Anyway, but I thought that poll, the research was kind of interesting. Gallup tends to be a little bit more to the right in their questions, and they're more hired by Republicans than hired by Democrats. But I thought the questions were good, frankly. 15 past the hour on the DJV program. You want to leave a lasting impression? The smile. When you're smiling, you can sing along with me if you want, Victoria. The whole world smiles with you. I want to have, I'm reaching over for my, actually, the power swabs that I have, I just kind of snap the little, the tube, and then you put the contents of the tube. You got enough for 5 or 6 doses, and it actually tastes kind of good. It's not, you know, it doesn't make your gums sore like some of the other things. Those trays, man, you ever try those trays? Stick those in your mouth to whiten your teeth. Leave them in there for 30 minutes. Oof! When you're all done, not a pleasant experience. Okay, I'm doing the lowers now. People are trying to get me to do a Facebook TV program. Have Facebook, you know, follow us on Facebook with a live video. Okay. So you get me able to get the benefit of this.
Who are the people that are requesting to see this on video? I'm very curious.
They must not have any other cable or options or Netflix or Hulu.
These are people who are our advisors, my advisors. All right, so let's see. Also in the Power Swabs kit, when you order it, you'll get a Power Swab Stain Out Quick Stick, which Victoria likes because you can throw it in your bag or your pocket.
Yes, love that.
And you can use that to whiten out your teeth if you've been someplace and you've had a glass of wine or even blueberries. Do you know, blueberries really do stain your teeth as well. Okay, so the bottom line is that they have at Power Swabs put together the most advanced teeth whitening system that exists today. If you have a hectic schedule, you don't have a lot of time to devote to your dental routines, this is what you will love about Power Swabs because you just put it on and you go. So give yourself a treatment, the advanced white treatment, teeth whitening system that everybody's talking about is Power Swabs. You can order them 800-208-1797. Don't go online. This is a special deal. Phone number for people listening to the DJV show. Mention that and you buy Power Swabs for half the retail price. Okay? 800-208-1797. Tell them Doug sent you, DJV, whatever. Just get into this, the thought that your teeth are going to look better and it's going to be a very easy thing for you to increase every time you use it a couple of shades whiter. And it only takes a couple of minutes, and in a 10-week period of time, your teeth will be as white as possible. Thank you very much to Power Swabs for providing us with this. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. Buy it at half price. That's Power Swabs. Whiter teeth, brighter smile. 800-208-1797.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen, the name to remember, and that's sort of a play on words because Prevagen is all about enhancing or increasing your memory, making it better. Prevagen is now available in stores pretty much everywhere. Prevagen, Prevagen. Again, the name to remember. Time to remember a night in September. No? Yes or no, Victoria? Thumbs up on that? Follow. Yeah, right. His endorsement, 21 after.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get a grasp on this.
Good luck, because I've been trying to get a grasp on them for 20 years. I don't get it. I don't get their appeal. Yeah, fish.
All right, so the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival is here, or at least they have promoted who's going to be singing, and Fish. You're listening to them in the background here, playing multiple sets. Also, Post Malone, Childish Gambino, confirmed as headliners for the Bonnaroo Experience. It's been 18 years since this thing started. It's a camping festival taking place over 4 days at Great Stage Park in Manchester, Tennessee, which is a big farm and event space 60 miles southeast of Nashville. Other big names confirmed to the lineup: Solange, the Lumineers, Cardi B. Continuing the tradition started last year, this year's Bonnaroo will have a strong country flavor thanks to the Grand Ole Opry radio show, which is traveling south from Nashville to the farm to host a range of special guests plus up-and-coming performers. That will all take place on the opening day. Kacey Musgraves, who was nominated for a Grammy, makes her third appearance at the festival, part of the Saturday lineup, stacked up pretty well. Musgraves' fellow Texan Maren Morris is also on the schedule that day, as well as John Prine. Some other country and Americana names performing over the four-day set: Aved Brothers on Friday, Brandi Carlile on Sunday. So if you're interested in getting tickets for Bonnaroo, they go on sale. Let's see, what is that? The 10th is tomorrow, right? Yeah. The 10th is tomorrow, the 10th. Got that figured out. Noontime Eastern Time at probably Bonnaroo.com. Bonnaroo. Maybe you get in early and don't get screwed like I did buying my tickets to see the Aretha Franklin show this Sunday in L.A. Oof, what a screwing job that was. Wow. Oof. Anyway. So next up on the musical bill of fare here is a name. I'm not sure that a lot of people, when they think of Lindsay Lohan, think of music. Anyway, she's back in the spotlight, got a new reality show, Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club. Why would anybody give two damns about Lindsay Lohan and her beach club?
I guess Jen tried to watch the show. I don't have MTV, but that's where it
awful.
Airs. So, yeah, she said it was just not good. So,
awful.
I don't know.
This young woman has pretty much ruined her own life. She and the other one, what is it? What's the other one that last name begins with a D? I want to say Donahue, but it's not Donahue. Sort of cut out of the same cloth, got in a lot of trouble, drugs. What's the, you know who I'm talking about, Karen?
You talking about Drew Barrymore?
Drew Barrymore is fixed.
Well, obviously she's fine, but yeah. Don't know any Donahue.
Somebody else is, I'll think about it. Anyway, she's focused on her dance song from 2008, Bossy. In the opening credits, this Lindsay Lohan Beach Club brings that music back to the surface. When asked if the song's resurrection signaled possible new music on the way, she pivoted to her sister, Aliana. My sister's coming out with her record, and I want to support her in that. But we've talked about writing together and maybe doing something together if we have a season two for this show. How many people are putting money on that?
I don't think so.
So what happens on this TV show? The Beach Club show chronicles Lindsay's daily life. Who would give a damn about Lindsay's life?
One of my friends on Instagram last night was like trying to watch it, and she seemed excited for it. So I was shocked. Apparently some people out there want to watch it.
Lindsay's become such a train wreck. Yeah, she's got three beach clubs, and there's a fourth one opening up. So that's what the show is. It just sort of follows
her. So it's a promotion for her stuff.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. All right, that's that story on Lindsay at 28 after the hour. This is the DJV Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump delivers his first Oval Office address last night, talking of what he says is a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
This is a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul.
The president saying women and kids are the biggest victims of illegal immigration. He insists the border wall that he wants would pay quickly for itself. The president also saying he has again invited Democratic leaders to the White House today to discuss the matter, which is keeping the U.S. government partially shut down into a third week. But last night, the Democratic leaders were saying,
President Trump must stop holding the American people hostage, must stop manufacturing a crisis, and must reopen the government.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who delivered the Democrats' rebuttal along with the Senate's top Democrat Chuck Schumer, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour now as we tingle and tangle our way into your life and your experiences. DJV featuring Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here now with a lead-off story in this half hour. Where are we going, Victoria?
Well, some good news for celebrity chef Mario Batali. We have not heard from him in a while since the sexual assault allegations were levied against him. It resulted in the cancellation of The Chew, which was that show on ABC during the day, and then his business partners, with whom he has several restaurants, they separated from him as well. Well, it turns out that he will not face criminal charges after all. The NYPD and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has has said that there will be no charges because they couldn't find any evidence. Now, a woman claimed that Mario Batali raped her at one of his restaurants in January of 2004, and a second woman told 60 Minutes that Batali sexually assaulted her at a restaurant in 2005. The police referred the cases for, they declined to refer the case for criminal prosecution because they, after investigating, the women were unable to recall certain information to support their accusations, and additionally, detectives said they were unable to find corroborating witnesses. And so, previously, Mario Batali admitted that he had engaged in inappropriate behavior, but he said, I quote, I vehemently deny any allegations of sexual assault. So, he admitted that he was very inappropriate with his comments to people who worked for him, and he's basically just a pig.
You buying it? You buying it or not?
Buying what?
Yeah, what he said, his explanation.
That he was inappropriate with people? I totally believe that.
No, but that he didn't really touch him, he just talked to him. There was no touchy-feely, he was just talk.
I don't know.
A pig. He's oink, oink, oink. Where's the lipstick for the pig?
Yeah, a lot of women who worked in his restaurants came forward and said that he was always making inappropriate comments about how they looked, and he would tell dirty jokes, and so all the women seem to agree that he definitely is a pig, and you didn't really want to be around him, but only two came forward saying that he had physically assaulted them, so I don't know. And this is one of those cases where, you know, you can't find a witness. Well, so many times there are no witnesses because it's just a victim and, you know, and the person assaulting them. So this is one of those gray areas. But if he didn't do it, it is also, like we've been talking about earlier with the John Legend and Harvey Weinstein thing, you know, if he didn't do it, then he's lost his entire career for making inappropriate comments. And so that's the world we live in today.
Kiss that. That's right. Kiss your kiss your world, your cars, your plane, whatever. Kiss it goodbye, Val. Over
his
and
pasta
out.
Sauce, which was my favorite, that you can buy it in the grocery store. It doesn't exist anymore. Can't find it anywhere. It's like anywhere. They pulled it from the shelves, too.
Yeah. All right. Other names in the news. Attention Hound Mayor Bill Blasio announcing in New York they're going to try to guarantee health care for everybody in New York. He said, quote, no one should go without health care. Health care is a human right. In this city, we're going to make it a reality. In this city, we're taking that ideal and putting it into practice. Good luck with that, pal. See what the taxpayers have to say. Not a bad idea. A nice thing to wish for and hope for, and it would be good to have, for sure, whether we agree it's a right or a privilege. Being taken care of is not a human right unless you need to be taken care of. Take care of yourself if you're physically able to. You can pick apart any of these things. You can take anybody's speech or anybody's whatever they post and you can pick it apart. Anyway, there's a new plan called New York City Care, NYC Care, serving 600,000 New Yorkers who don't have insurance now and aren't eligible for it, regardless of their immigration status or ability to pay. See, I think that's wrong. If you're an illegal immigrant, no. No, no, no. If you can't pay, well, I guess it depends on the circumstances. If you're a lazy son of a gun and you're not trying to get a job and you're not working, it's the same as welfare, as far as I'm concerned, the food stamps. You're able-bodied, get a job. You don't have the ability, then it's our job to take care of you. You, Victoria, Kara, me, all of us have an obligation as Americans to help those who cannot help themselves. We have absolutely no obligation to help people who can help themselves. So should there be health care available for people to purchase that's reasonable? Yes. Is it reasonable? Not really. In many instances, anyway. Unless you have a $5,000. My son has the California plan, and it's a $5,000 deductible. So, you know, if he got run over by a truck or something, he'd have some coverage. But other than that, or he gets some serious, horrible disease.
It's basically what we have.
You're pretty
much
on your
own. I'm covered through my husband's company, and we just did the open enrollment. We changed our plan because the prices almost doubled of what we had. We didn't even have a good plan to begin with. So now our plan is cheaper, but we have a $5,000 deductible each.
You know,
it's a lot.
What happens here, what's gone on, if you look between the sheets or between the lines, the hospitals have become, and this isn't bad that they're for profit, but what they do is take advantage of people in their circumstances and situations. And we all know doctors aren't making as much money as they used to. And frankly, I don't think most of them make as much as they deserve, given what their responsibilities are, if they handle them smartly and well. Doctors should be paid whatever it is that they think they should be paid. I'm not talking about plastic surgeons, and I'm not talking about people that do elective things. I'm talking about people that we need, cardiologists, for example, people who are really good surgeons. If you have a problem, you know, and you got cancer, and you need a really good operator, a good technician, those people deserve, it's like a pilot on a plane. The guy deserves, in my estimation, flying a fully loaded 747, 757, 777, $450,000 a year for those guys is not too much money, I don't think, frankly. And the same with doctors.
Doctors, you know, fewer people are going to medical school because it's so expensive, and you're just strapped with so much debt, and you can't pay it off.
No.
Remember, I think it was maybe at the beginning of last year, we talked about NYU has that new program where for the medical school, if you get in, it's free. And it was, I think Bill Gates and his wife were really behind that.
Funding it.
And it was $400 million or something. Yeah.
Yeah, they've done a lot of that sort of thing.
But I think that's a great program. If you can get into NYU Medical School, you're covered. And that's how it should be, because we need people to be doctors. And now there's a shortage, and they're, and I agree with you. And pilots, and, you know, when you think about it, you have got 300 people's lives in your hands.
I'm for paying.
At any moment.
Anything that they want, yeah. All right, so here are a couple of other quick things here. Mentions. The only reason I'm mentioning this is because I kind of got a kick out of the way Kellyanne Conway referred to Jim Acosta. He was interviewing her, and he was going up and down her like he usually does. And things get kind of heated, and she turned around and looked at him and said, "You so-and-so, you attention-seeking smartass." And it's just the way that she said it in his response. It's, if you look it up, go to YouTube or something. But you just kind of, I'm not a fan of hers, and I'm not a fan of his. I just thought that it was, he is an attention-seeking smartass. That's what he is.
So she called him.
But it was just kind of the way it was said. It was kind of cool. I appreciated that. It was about time some of these people get put in their place on either side. Another name in the news today is Jason Bowen, a name you haven't heard. Jason is a student at South Butler County High School, Butler County, Pennsylvania, facing charges today. An alarming video of himself, holding a semi-automatic rifle. And he posted it, and he said, the caption read, quote, "Training for prom walk." I think it's supposed to be prom week, but at any rate, what kind of a dummy takes a gun like that and then posts it and makes reference to what people could take by looking at it is what I'm going to do during prom week? You know, it just is. Do we not teach kids common sense? I think parents lack so much common sense. We talk about that all the time. How the hell are the kids going to have any common sense? The parents don't have any common sense. No, it said on the thing. I'm looking at the video itself now. Training for prom walk. So anyway, he's in jail. Bond, $25,000 cash, $100,000. This school dance is supposed to take place this weekend. His attorney said he never intended to follow through. How do we know that? How do you know what somebody's intentions are? If you're stupid enough to put a picture like that up with, and look at his eyes. I mean, the kid looks like he's a, not, okay, keep it to yourself, Doug. Anyway, the amount of amazing stupidity that there is. I used to not like to use that word at all, but it kind of applies to so many different things these days, and people, and they don't have, there's no common sense anywhere. All right, let me give you a tip. This is for common sense. People are not getting a good night's rest. Can you examine your sheets, pillows, pillowcases, mattress, mattress covers? And if you're traveling and you want to have, there's a part of me, you're going to laugh at this, ladies, that would like to have not a Winnebago, as my English friends used to call it, but one of those big sort of houses on wheels, the travel
buses. RV.
An RV. Well, the travel bus is like this music, the stars drive around in.
Okay.
A bus that's converted. I always wanted to drive around America in one of those things. So I can go back and forth coast to coast. When I go to California, take it and plug it in at some place and live in it for the couple, 3 months that I might be out there. Anyway, I just got a couple of MyPillow travel pillows because I'm going to be setting off across the country in the next week or so, driving across with Daisy, and I'm sure I'll stop. And as I used to do, Bob and I used to do it, and a couple of times I've brought some other friends with me, but this time I think I'm just going to do it by myself. And every once in a while, I just want to stop by the side of the road and curl up and have a nap. And these go-anywhere pillows are fabulous for that. You can roll it into a pillowcase. Comes in all different colors. You can get cushions. I mean, the catalog at MyPillow.com is just full of great things. You'll get a lot of ideas from it. And why not? Why not check it all out? See what you can buy at 50% off using the DJV code. Have a great trip. Have a great night's rest. Thank you, says Mike Lindell, for being a MyPillow customer. We all are here. And many, many, many of you have started down that road. So many more of you can go and enjoy the promo code DJV to save up to 50% on great MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com. Enjoy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. So it's nice that they have thought enough of the Doug Jen Victoria extravaganza every day to help us present it to you. Prevagen, the name to remember. I'm Doug Steffen. You can remember my name, Victoria Keelan. You remember her name, Kara Schilden. You remember her name. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
La, la, la. The insanity of watching soap operas. People who have been attached to some of these soap operas. Still a couple of them left. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. But he wanted us to start with the theme from The Days of Our Lives. I've been around for, what, 55 years at this point?
And 54. I guess NBC just renewed Days of Our Lives for its 55th season. That's a long time.
Yeah, you watch any of those?
I used to, when I was a kid, I used to watch Days of Our Lives with my mom. When I met my wife, we used to watch All My Children. And it's interesting because I remember on All My Children, during the summer, this has to be way back then, Michael B. Jordan and Amanda Seyfried, who were two big names in the industry in movies, were actually on All My Children for a summer season.
Oh, really?
Probably like 15 years ago.
Huh. How about that?
You know what, I know you know the answer to this question, but do you know what altered the viewing habits and really what eroded the daytime soap opera? What event?
No. What was it?
It was the O.J. Simpson trial. When they aired it live, they delayed some of the soap operas didn't air for a few months, and then people, a lot of viewership stopped watching it, and that sort of heard it. But daytime TV, there is a lot of money in it. If you look at how long The Price is Right has run.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a guy like Drew Carey's probably making a ton of money doing that show.
Yeah, they're cheap to produce, and their advertising rates are high. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, very...
Well, it's kind of the only place really left during the day for advertising. That's why that show, The Chew, was put on ABC, because they had canceled all the soaps, and they had no place to put, you know, literally, they're called soap operas, because that's where they used to advertise household cleaners and stuff to the women.
They would buy the whole show, and it would be there. That's
right.
The soap Procter & Gamble... Lever Brothers, those companies, sure. That's how it worked. Yep.
But it is. If you think about it, though, it is sort of amazing that the people who write those shows could write that much dialogue for 5 days a week and keep it going and fairly interesting.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? You get right down to it. The stories as they continue. They're such sappy, silly stories, but they're it's drama, and people love drama. Look at all the drama in our lives. Speaking of that, I went to see General Lopez. I admit up front to being a fan, and so maybe my...
What man isn't? My grandfather, who was 96, loved J-Lo.
Well, I think she's a hard worker. I think she does well. Yeah, musically, she does well. She had that TV show for 3 years that was like a character you wouldn't have ever expected her to play. And she's done some nice movies. This one, Second Act, is one of those, in my opinion. It's a good story. Treat Williams, who's always very reliable, is the male lead. And the young woman who plays her daughter, I can't remember. She's somebody.
I think it's Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah, who is she?
She was a Disney kid, and she's done a lot since. She's been on Broadway, and
she's likable.
Yeah, she's likeable. Great. I like her a lot.
Likeable. The movie's
likeable. I didn't see the movie, but isn't a boyfriend in the film Milo Vermigna, who is on This Is Us? Yeah.
Yep. Yes, that's who it is. Yep, okay. Exactly.
So you like the movie?
I like the movie. Yep, I would recommend it. Now, I saw a trailer for the new movie The Upside, which has that annoying Kevin Hart. But Bryan Cranston is in it. He plays a person with disability. He can't, is in a wheelchair. And so people have criticized him for being in it. Why would you criticize Cranston and say
he's
shouldn't have played?
He's getting flack for playing a disabled person.
Why?
And
he's an actor, for God's sake.
Yeah, I don't know.
Actually,
the world we live in now.
Jesus.
I don't know. I don't know. This is an American remake of a foreign film that won an Oscar a few years ago. I don't recall the title, but this was a Weinstein property. We shot like a year and a half ago, and sat in the canyon. And when it went into the bankruptcy court, one of these independent studios bought the rights to release it. I like the trailers. I think it actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, I don't like Kevin Hart, so I'm not going to go see it, but I do like Bryan Cranston. If there's a way you can black out Kevin Hart, pardon the pun, and just have Bryan, I just find him so annoying. But Cranston, I think, is one of our better character actors. Matter of fact, maybe certainly in the list of the top five. All right, Chucker, good job as well. You represented your thoughts and feelings well. Thank you for being here. Chuck Curry is the movie man on Movie Moments on the DJV program at 59 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.